There's three of them. One of them is what the international community and that council can do to increase the integration and analysis of a gender-sensitive approach to this investigation. One idea would be that you stay in touch and connect with your colleagues in New York, specifically in the Fifth Committee, because this is where budgeting and staffing is decided, and the decisions there can make or break an investigation when it comes to the inclusion of gender expertise and gender investigative expertise. That's the first one. The second one, the protection of victims and survivors. I think one element to take into account in this council is the length of the mandate, because to set up a referral pathway that is safe and protection measures that are safe for victims and survivors, you need time, you need to connect with civil society on the ground, humanitarian organizations, and then the length of the mandate has a real impact on the capacity to protect victims and survivors. The third point is about a better integration of civil society organizations and human rights defenders in those investigation and processes. So the way we see it is that expertise is needed not only in the investigations mandated by that council, but it might also be needed by civil society organizations and survivors-led organizations that are actually documenting and connecting to the investigative mandate mandated by that council. At Justice Rapid Response, we have understood that reality, and we can deploy our experts also to civil society organizations and human rights defenders and survivor-led organizations to support their connection with the investigations mandated with this council. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Iamone. Excellencies, dear participants, please bring us to the end.